Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections.
Section A, Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear, "Are you catching the 12:15 flight to New York?"
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question. What are the two persons talking about? You will read A. New York City. B. An evening party. C. An air trip. D. The man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin. Number one. Mr. Jones, this is the ticket for your flight to Beijing.
Thank you. Please get my documents ready for the trip.
Question. What does the man ask the woman to do?
Number 2. Good morning. Can I help you?
Good morning. I want to open a savings account.
Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place? Number 3. Bill enjoys traveling a lot, doesn't he?
Yes, he often goes away with his friends for holidays.
Question. What does the woman say about Bill?
Number four. Are you going with me to see the movie?
I'd like to, but I have to finish my work report today.
Question. What does the man mean?
Number 5. I called you at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, but you weren't in the office.
I was driving to the airport to meet my friend.
Question. What was the woman doing at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a sports writer, working with a sports magazine.
A sports writer? That must be a lot of work.
It is. Every day, I take a lot of pictures.
How interesting. Then you travel a lot to watch exciting sports events.
You are right. More than half a year, I am out traveling around the country. And I also drive a lot.
Do you go abroad often?
Not really. But I do sometimes go abroad to report on overseas sports events.
What an exciting job! I wish I could be a sports writer, too.
Why not? Question number 6. What job does the man do?
Question number 7. What does the woman think of the man's job? Now listen again. What do you do for a living?
I'm a sports writer, working with a sports magazine.
A sports writer? That must be a lot of work.
It is. Every day, I take a lot of pictures.
How interesting. Then you travel a lot to watch exciting sports events.
You are right. More than half a year, I am out traveling around the country. And I also drive a lot.
Do you go abroad often?
Not really. But I do sometimes go abroad to report on overseas sports events.
What an exciting job! I wish I could be a sports writer, too.
Why not? Question number 6. What job does the man do?
Question number 7. What does the woman think of the man's job?
Conversation 2.
Now, we have some questions about your work experience. Could you tell us a little about yourself?
I have been working at my present job for 5 years.
Why do you want to come to work with us?
To be honest, I am interested in the job position and the attractive salary you offer.
All right. But what is your expected salary?
I wouldn't accept less than $60,000 a year.
Okay. And would you mind traveling on business?
No, I like traveling a lot.
That's great. We'll inform you of the final decision within 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Question number 8. How many years has the man worked in his present job?
Question number 9. Why does the man apply for this new job?
Question number 10. When can the man get the final decision from the company? Now listen again. Now, we have some questions about your work experience. Could you tell us a little about yourself?
I have been working at my present job for 5 years.
Why do you want to come to work with us?
To be honest, I am interested in the job position and the attractive salary you offer.
All right. But what is your expected salary?
I wouldn't accept less than $60,000 a year.
Okay. And would you mind traveling on business?
No, I like traveling a lot.
That's great. We'll inform you of the final decision within 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Question number 8. How many years has the man worked in his present job?
Question number 9. Why does the man apply for this new job?
Question number 10. When can the man get the final decision from the company? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
Good morning, everybody. Before we start our meeting, I'd like to take a few minutes to introduce Mr. John Smith. He is now our new office manager. Since he's new to the company, let's show him a warm welcome. John worked for over 20 years with a company in Chicago. He worked as the office director, and he is familiar with office management. I know this experience will benefit us much in our future work. His knowledge of office work systems is very important for us. As we are an international trade business, I'm sure his experience and ability will help us to move forward to a new stage of development. So I'd like to finish by saying welcome to John, and we all look forward to working with you. Good luck to you, John.
Question number 11. Who is being introduced at the meeting?
Question number 12. How long did Mr. John Smith work in Chicago?
Question number 13. What position did Mr. John Smith hold in his previous company?
Question number 14. What kind of knowledge does John Smith have that is very important to the company?
Question number 15. What kind of business does the speaker's company do? Now listen again.
Good morning, everybody. Before we start our meeting, I'd like to take a few minutes to introduce Mr. John Smith. He is now our new office manager. Since he's new to the company, let's show him a warm welcome. John worked for over 20 years with a company in Chicago. He worked as the office director, and he is familiar with office management. I know this experience will benefit us much in our future work. His knowledge of office work systems is very important for us. As we are an international trade business, I'm sure his experience and ability will help us to move forward to a new stage of development. So I'd like to finish by saying welcome to John, and we all look forward to working with you. Good luck to you, John.
Question number 11. Who is being introduced at the meeting?
Question number 12. How long did Mr. John Smith work in Chicago?
Question number 13. What position did Mr. John Smith hold in his previous company?
Question number 14. What kind of knowledge does John Smith have that is very important to the company?
Question number 15. What kind of business does the speaker's company do? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。